Well, my goodness, my friends, today is August the 12th. Welcome, friends, to episode number 172, and welcome to The Pulse. Troy Brewer here. And guess what? I'm back from Africa, and I'm loaded for bear today as well. Today, I'm bringing you Africa updates, powerful testimonies, miracles that we witnessed firsthand. Wait till you hear all these miracle stories. Plus, I just got to tell you, man, that God Almighty is on the move. All right, so I have to address this today as well. The heavens are aligning. What? Are you aligning with heaven today? Are you doing that? Guys, we've got a meteor shower. We got a planetary alignment, solar eclipse, new moon, all happening on the same exact day today. What is that prophetically? What does that mean? You guys, y'all know that Jesus said in the last days, he declared that the sun and the moon and the stars shall be shaken, that they will prophesy. And like, okay, the sun, the moon, and stars are going to prophesy because what is it? It's all three categories, and all three categories are happening today. Are you going to line up with that? Are you going to do that? You know, Zechariah 8:12, or I should say Zechariah, August the 12th, says that the seed will prosper, the vine will bear fruit, the heavens will release its dew. My friends, today God is a God of restoration, and when he breathes on what you have planted, dead seasons do not get the final word. You're going to love today's episode, so be sure and share this. Let people know that you're watching this. Come on, you're going to love this because I'm back. I'm fired up. And guys, we got so much to celebrate. Let's go. Now, watch this.
You think the world has gone off the rails?
Yeah, okay.
You're right. Get it?
Love it. Darkness isn't hiding anymore. It's demanding applause. The occult is becoming mainstream. The battle lines have been drawn. And pretending it's not happening is not an option. Well, on season two of The Counter, we've got a double barrel answer for all of that. Now, you thought that season one pulled back the curtain? Well, my friends, season two is about to get a whole lot crazier. Friends, we're gonna be talking about UFOs, cryptids, witchcraft, demon possession, manifestations, weather manipulation, and a whole lot more. Nothing is off limits because nothing is too dark for the light of King Jesus. So buckle up. This isn't just another television show. It's a double barrel wake-up call. Boom.
Boom! That's what I have to say to that. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm so excited about season number two. It's coming up. It's going to be actually happening on the 17th of August. And why did you pick the 17th of August? Because that's Davy Crockett's birthday, and the entire world should celebrate and honor
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett. And he's been my hero since I was a little boy. And so we're releasing the first four exclusively to ODX. And so if you are an ODX stage two, or if you are stage three, guys, we're giving this to you. You can binge on 4 hours of that, and it's going to be crazy cool. And then next month, in the month of September, we're going to start piecemealing that out across all of our social media. And you can watch the first 28 minutes for free, or you can watch the entire hour exclusively at ODX Stage 2 or Stage 3 or our Lifetime members. And I bet we got some brand new Stage 2 and Stage 3 people. I bet you some of you cats are going there right now, right in here somewhere, right in here. And you're like, dude, I'm going there. I'm signing up because I don't want to miss that. Plus, man, you don't want to miss helping me rescue and raise little boys and little girls. Over 12,000 of them actually rescued out of the horrors of sexual trafficking. Mm-hmm. And, guys, we're actually going to reach the number 13,000 this year at some point. And guys, we're almost there. I mean, we're that far away. Or maybe you're like, hey, I'm excited about doing that because, Pastor Troy, you have actually dug 1,137 water wells. Yeah, 1,137 water wells throughout the world, which seven of them we dedicated to the Lord last week in Uganda, East Africa. So I have got so many things to tell you guys about where I've been, what I've been seeing. I got a bunch of pictures to show you. I got miracle testimonies that I can't wait to give you. It's going to be a hootenanny. So joining me here today, Miss Shay.
Hey, Pastor. Welcome back.
Are you so glad I'm back?
I am so glad that you're back. We really miss you. And I feel like, honestly, we don't have enough time to even begin to unpack all the things. So I know that it's just going to be like a ripple effect for the next, like, probably month, 2 months.
Just of all
the things God did.
There's so much. There's so much in the news that we need to talk about today. What's going on in the heavens? We've got to get lined up. We're going to have to do some kind of a declaration. Yeah. We're going to do some kind of prophetic prayer for everybody that's watching.
Yeah.
And say, hey, man, I'm going to be in alignment. I'm going to line up. Christ the head is the alignment. Amen. Christ the head is the alignment.
Yeah.
And I have set the Lord continuously before me, as King David said. We'll talk about all that here next year.
Yeah, and I think I really sense, you know, we met before this and we were talking about how we just felt the presence of the Lord. And this is a very unique season that we're in, guys. And if you don't sense that, then plug into people who get it, because you don't want to miss this move of
just
God.
Stop. I see that somebody just typed up, I have a birthday with Davy Crockett. Okay, you know what you get? You get a hat, okay? So if you will call 877-413-0888 and ask for Tia and say, Tia, Pastor Troy just said he'd give me a hat because my birthday is Davy Crockett's birthday. I will be happy to do that for you. And I bless you in Jesus' name.
Call it's Amy 31 Looks. We got you, Amy.
Okay, Amy. Yep. Amy, man, we bless you. Hey, by the way, tell us where it is that you're watching from. So I want to ask everybody, would you please tell us where you're watching from? You're going to have questions and comments throughout this entire broadcast. And if you will write down your questions and put question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, or if you will write down, hey, I want you to say this, just exclamation points, a whole bunch of them, we'll see it. I got a big giant screen over here, my big screen. It's right over here, and we can actually see it. Like, I can see Sheila Alexander. Mm-hmm. She's from Lubbock, Texas, on here right now. Angie Henderson is watching from Washington State, Mount Vernon. I see Salisbury, Maryland. Hello, Joe from Maryland. Big Time, Burleson, Texas. Cleburne, Pikeville, Tennessee. Fresco, California. Granbury, Texas. Hello, Robin. Oh, my gosh. Pasquale Todd Brewer shares a birthday with David Crockett. Yeah, my brother, Todd Brewer, his birthday is also on David Crockett's birthday. Simi Valley, California is here. Hello, Marie. So I know that you know some people as well.
Yes, so Miss Rebecca. Christian Fooling from Germany, Berlin.
Oh,
we
Berlin.
Got South Africa in the house. And then we have, how do you say your son's name? Tomb.
What's it's Frank, man.
Oh, Frank. Frank.
So let me tell you about Frank. Frank is a miracle.
Yeah.
Frank is a man of God. Frank is one of my boys. He's one of my sons. Mm. And I was with him. He was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And he survived it. I see Pastor Chance in Uganda.
Come on.
Pastor Chance, man, we bless you, man. I've actually got some pictures of you today that I'm going to show some pictures of you. And making that brother famous.
Yeah, we got Rosemary from Florida. We have people from Brian Gibson's church. We met at his church, Stay Blessed 33.
There's still people in Brian Gibson's church?
We even have people from Alan DiDio, Brandy Joe 4500.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. We got Jackie from Illinois. We have Ontario in the house.
Stay Blessed 33.
We have Auburn, Iowa. Thank you for
another
watching.
Another Davy Crockett birthday.
Another Davy Crockett birthday. All right, Davy Crockett birthday. Who is that?
That was Zion 777, girl.
Hey, Zion 777. Call 877-413-0888 and tell them, Pastor Troy said that he will send me a hat because my birthday is August 17th, which is not only the day that the world should celebrate the great Davy Crockett, who at the age of 50, possibly 51 years old, gave up his life at the Alamo so that I could be sitting in this chair right now and speaking Texan and not speaking Mexican. That's a big deal. And I praise God for that. That's the truth.
That's awesome. Anyway. Yeah, so don't forget to be a media missionary. Don't forget to comment like Pastor Troy says. We'll give you a shout out. If it's your first time watching, please let us know. If you just became a Stage 2, Stage 3, or a Lifetime partner, please let us know that you just tune in and you just partner with us. And don't forget that anytime during the pulse, God is already moving. If you need prayer, if you need intercession, if you need to talk to someone, we have a 24/7 hour call center, real people that are consecrating, fasting, and have been honestly waiting for your call. So call 877-413-0888.
Okay. Well, and do not forget, guys, we're going to be releasing the first four episodes of The Counter. And that's the second season, which is a double barrel. And I love that.
Oh, yeah.
That was my idea, by the way.
It was.
I'm already thinking about what to do for season three. I think it's going to involve my trike.
Oh, your trike? Yeah. Or your truck?
My trike. My three-wheeler.
Oh, trike. Oh, I'm like, truck. Okay.
Yeah. My trike.
That's cool.
So, yeah, right on. So I think it's going to involve that.
Maybe. I heard
that'll
truck.
Be a fun shoot too. Yeah,
that will be fun. I'm thinking like maybe like an Evel Knievel jump or something, and that'll be really fun. So anyway, you'll see.
Are you doing the Evel Knievel jump?
Why not? Why not, man? Yeah.
Because we need you
100%.
Just stick around. We'll find a stunt double. It's okay.
Okay. Also,
we're going to be auditioning body doubles for Pastor Troy next year. Just
also joining us here today.
Just keep going.
Joining us here today. Pastor Ryan, so good to have you with us, man.
Good afternoon, everybody.
My gosh.
Good to be back.
We got such a good show today, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, so loaded. It's back to school for all of our kids. It's back to school for us, too.
Yeah, it's actually going to happen tonight. We're doing the big back to school bash at Open Door
Church.
That's
why we got so many subjects to cover today. We're back to school, too.
Well, I'm already, listen, I'm jet lagged. I didn't get in until after 1 o'clock in the morning last night. I was in three states yesterday.
Yep.
Wow. I was in Virginia. I was in three states. Plus I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I was in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Tennessee.
I was in Maryland. Mm-hmm. I was also in Tennessee. So I was in four states yesterday. Five, if you count Texas. My God, they keep adding up.
In one day. Wow.
Yeah, I was in five states in one day yesterday. Good. Googly, moogly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill Wells. I appreciate you, brother. The day before that, I was in Qatar. I was in Doha, Qatar. And then the day before that, I was in Entebbe, Uganda. And then I could just keep backing up, man. I've been traveling like Johnny Cash, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and it's been good. And we did, everywhere we went about doing good, as the Word of God says. And everywhere we went, we saw Jesus show up in signs, miracles, and wonders, and rescues, and redemption, and people getting homes and shelter and people being fed and people say, just wait till you hear.
Mm-hmm. A pinball machine.
Okay, so what else do we need to tell everybody, guys?
Just about tonight, we will be praying for our children. Pastor Ryan, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pastor Troy and Pastor Lane, we start our next gen services. So once tonight? A month, our students and our kids and young adults lead on Wednesdays, and so we're going to be praying for them, have praise and worship, and then we've got family prophetic activations there at the end, and then we're going to dismiss a little bit early, Pastor Troy. We're going to go outside and have food and games, and you know how we do it.
We're going to do the family thing, man. Yeah. So guys, come out like, I don't think we should do that in church. Then stay away. Really, truly, if you don't like us, it's okay. We probably don't like you anyway, but we're all pastors, and we're not allowed to tell anybody.
Oh my gosh.
So, but with that said, if you want to come out, and if you believe that everything in the kingdom is relational before it is functional,
amen.
Come out and be relational. I know that's a big stretch for American Christians to actually come out and love on other fellow Christians, but you're going to have an opportunity tonight here at Open Door Church, and also two men to pray over all of our kids and our teachers and our parents. Yes.
A birdie just told me Pastor Darren Stott is here as well.
Darren Stott, is
he
out of jail?
He's graced us with his presence.
Is he out of jail?
I think they must have let him out early.
My gosh, man. I bet he still got his ankle monitor on.
Or he found like a portal in the jail cell and just like teleported.
He probably did teleport out. He probably did. That's outstanding. So God bless you, Pastor Darren Stott, my good friend, who, by the way, I was supposed to be at his conference.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I totally dissed him, and I went to Uganda. And I don't do that. Listen, team knows I do not do that. But I had no choice because
I'm not here.
I'm not here. Yeah, he's definitely not here. there's not much. The lights are on, but nobody's home. So anyway, I appreciate you, man. Gosh. And I love you, brother. And I call you blessed. I'm sorry I missed. But he actually... He had a replacement for me, and I'm trying to think who his replacement. It's one of my friends. Who was it? Oh, it was Bolt.
Brian Bolt,
which is no replacement for me.
Oh my God!
I'm just going to humbly say that. But anyway, he showed up there. So my good friend Brian Bolt showed up there from City View Church and City Reach Church out of L.A., Whittier, California.
Mm-hmm.
How Darren can put together a tribe is crazy to me.
Wow!
Mm-hmm. I hate to talk good about him publicly, but he is a connect. He has this anointing to just be connected to next level prophetic people.
I've heard you say like he's a hub.
He is a hub.
Yeah,
is what you said.
Yeah, he's something else, man. Now he's not much to look at, but that brother can preach.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna tell you that. Yep. Okay.
Right,
so let's. Angie went to the conference and she said it was awesome. I'm very good.
Awesome.
Nobody can replace Pastor Troy. That's so true. Yeah, man, they broke the mold before they made me.
Oh my Lord.
Okay, well, let's get off into this. Mm-hmm. So where do you girls want to start? How do you guys want to do this?
Well, listen, we knew that you were going to have a lot to show us. We have your iPad hooked up there. And Josh, he can just start going through, right? And we can see. So do you want to, there's so many highlights from your trip. You shared a few with us this morning.
So I'll tell you what, before I start doing this, do you guys have any questions or anything that you want to ask me? And guys, do you have any questions you want to ask about our most recent trip to Uganda and the work that we're doing there? Do you have anything like that? You guys, fall back and fire away.
Let's start at just like how you got home, because that was a that was a big ordeal, and we still have people that people are in Africa.
Correct.
Yeah, they're still stuck there. In fact, the CDC has called me. I asked my son, what's his name? Ben. Thank you very much. I always forget what that kid's name is. And anyway, Ben said that the CDC called him like 6 times yesterday, because as soon as he got back, the allergies here in Texas are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, no.
And Ben is allergic to everything. The whole time he was there, he was in a huge rash the whole time, just from the sun and whatnot. And he got back. As soon as he landed in Texas, his nose started blowing up. And that's what
wow.
So when he was talking, he was sneezing.
Oh, no.
So
come on.
They're calling him constantly. So then, right, he might get a visit from somebody in a hazmat suit here pretty quick, which...
Wait, is he here? He's at the office today, is he? Because I kind of want to see the owl, man.
No, he's
not. I want to see that happen.
You wanted to see the actual.
I want to see the hazmat suit.
Call the American authorities.
And he's just turning the cameras on.
Listen, I'm media. We'll film it.
That's true,
we'll do something with
him
it.
And Pastor Suwanami are leaving for Belize tomorrow or the next day.
Oh, that's right.
To go down there and rescue a bunch more kids.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're going to be doing that. And so, anyway, guys, we're a hard-working bunch.
Yes.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, okay. All right, so here's the short version. The short version is an hour before we were literally headed to the airport, and we stopped to eat. And we're eating, and then we all get these emails, and the emails say to us, you're not allowed back in the country. Mm. And it's a very political thing, okay? Now, look, I love the current administration. I love President Trump. I love our country. But it's hard to cross the borders.
Wow. Mm.
Okay, and that's, you know, quite frankly, I voted for that.
Mm-hmm.
I want it hard to be across the borders.
Yeah.
But it's even hard for American citizens to get across the borders in many cases. Now, I don't know what all those crazy Hindus are doing in Dallas or what all those Muslims are doing in Dallas. We need to make it a whole lot harder for them and send them tracking back to the place where they kill and persecute Christians at, so that they're not able to do that here. But with that said, we got word and said, hey, there's an Ebola breakout there, and we don't want any Ugandans coming over. Like, well, we're not Ugandans. Now, there was one girl that's in our track, Marion.
From our church.
Yeah, and she goes to our church, and she was originally born in Uganda. Mm. She's a beautiful Ugandan woman, and she's married to a big, ugly gloop by the name of Dennis that is here, who is definitely Nephilim. And, in fact, I got some pictures of Dennis here in a minute.
Were they?
In fact, I want to show you this. Here's a picture of Dennis.
If you How did the kids react to Dennis there?
Oh, well, they're scared of him.
He's
you know,
this massive man.
Yeah, I'm scared of him.
Oversees your complaint department.
He's terrible to look at. he's frightening. Let me see here. Where's a picture of all of us here together? Here we are. Boom. Let me show you this picture. Okay, that's Dennis. The ugliest one. I'm not talking about Ben. I'm talking about Dennis.
Oh my gosh.
And there we are. So we just got through having a big war with all of our rescued kids. And we had a chalk war and we had a water gun war.
Love it.
And it was crazy cool. And so anyway, that is Brother Dennis. That's him. And that back behind us back there, that is the Leanna Brewer School, the Leanna Brewer Legacy Center, which is absolutely incredible. And so, yeah, so I'll go through all these. By the way, there's Barrett walking around with George, who is blind, child that we rescued. Wait until I show you all these. Wait until I show you all these pictures here in just a minute, and we'll actually go through all that. But anyway, his beautiful bride is Ugandan, and they just like, nope, you can't leave the country. You can't come back to the United States, even though she's totally legal here and all those kinds of things. But the rest of us, we're like, okay, so how do we get back and when do we get back? And there was a big, we don't know. Now, you got a group of nearly 30 missionaries, and some of them the first mission trips they've ever been on, and it was a pretty big deal to them. And so I got with them all, and we had this big talk, and the big talk that we had kind of went like this. Can you be like Moses, and can you still come back home after whatever mess is about to happen and come into a mess, and can you still build the tabernacle according to the plan that was shown to you in the supernatural place? Because most people can't. But I told him, I said, you can.
That's good.
I know you can. Grab a hold of your takeaway. Everything is fine. We'll get through this. It's no big deal. It's just really not. I mean, if we're here for another week, we got all kinds of options. One of the options we got is let's go back to one of our schools and let's do school all week long.
Yeah.
And let's pray over every single child. Mm. Let's build a new house for somebody. Another option we had was let's go to freaking Qatar. And let's go to Turkey, and I'll take you guys to the seven churches.
Wow.
Y'all want to do that? And everybody's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, guys, we got options. We got options. We spend millions of dollars a year through American Airlines so that we got those points.
Wow.
I was like, we got more flying miles than Davy Crockett. Let's go. It's like, I don't care. I don't care where we got it. I don't care. I just don't care. I just want to live with Jesus. And I told him, man, let's do this. So we got together and we prayed about it. And everybody went, okay, whatever. Like, exactly right. Semper Gumby. Blessed are the flexible.
Yes.
And look, we plan things out. We plan things out. And if it doesn't go according to plan, as I said yesterday, when things go according to plan, man, you manage the plan. Big time, and you steward that thing.
Yeah.
But when things don't go according to plan, you steward yourself. You steward your own character.
Good.
And you say, okay, Lord, I'm here, and you had something for me that I didn't know.
Yep.
So I was actually disappointed when I found out we had a plane ticket to get home. Now, I had to come home through Washington. Leanna had to come home through Atlanta. Ben had to come through Houston, and we all had to be checked out by the CDC. And everybody had different planes at different times in different places back in the United States. And once you get to that, you got to come up on your own way to get back to Fort Worth.
Wow.
Okay. And we're like, hey, man, we'll help you with all those things and we'll just make it happen. And it's okay. And so we started working on all that. I got a plane that night and we made it to the plane, got on the plane. We were on the plane for a couple of hours. We all went to sleep and the plane never took off. They told us to get off the plane. I said, you guys go sleep in the airport, and we'll let you know when the plane is ready, which meant now we're going to miss the plane in Qatar, and we don't know how long we're going to be in Qatar, and now we got to go through the whole process now of trying to get back into the United States. And I told everybody, we will regroup, and if something happens and we can't get to the United States from Qatar, then what we will do is we'll go someplace else. I'm like, you guys want to go to Mexico? I got a bunch of homes in Mexico. You guys want to go to India? We got a bunch of homes in India. Do you guys want to? I was like, let's pick a place. We rescue kids all over the world, and let's go meet more rescue kids, and let's love on them. I'm like, I'm in. Devil, you should have never messed with me. Let's go.
Amen.
And everybody's like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, yeah, I'm serious, guys. The Lord is with me. So after about another 6 hours, and we were literally just sleeping on the floor at the airport, they got on and said the flight's been canceled. Everybody needs to go through customs and re-enter the country, which is a mess. And then you got to go get your bags, and then you all got to go find a hotel.
Wow.
And now it's 6 o'clock in the morning. And we got there at 9 o'clock the night, 9 o'clock at night the night before. So we were, plus we'd been up all day long traveling, man.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
And we were like, zoo breath! I got zoo breath. I need to brush my teeth. And anyway, we got out of there. We got loaded up. We went to our hotels. And we tried it again. The next day, we tried it again. The next day, we got through. Whenever we got to Qatar, because our plane was late, it's a 5.5-hour flight from Entebbe to Qatar. Whenever we got there, we ran like O.J. Simpson through the airport. And I got to my gate, and Leanna went to her gate, to her airplane. Lisa and a bunch of other people, they went to their gate. I got on the plane, me and the guy that was with me, we were the last two on the airplane. And by the way, it was only 45 minutes from the time that we landed to the time that I was sitting in. And that Qatar airport is huge. Wow. And fat man in boots ran. And I got this monster blister on the bottom of my foot.
Oh, man, really?
Huge. I mean, it's like one of the biggest blisters I've ever had because I was in my boots and my boots were rubbing my feet as I was running. And I get over there. I get on the plane, I'm like, boom. I call Leanna, and I say, okay, I'm in my seat. Did you get in? She said, no, the gate was closed. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what about Lisa, and what about the other crew? She said, no. And so that meant that my daughter Megan and my granddaughter Sophie were stuck at the airport. And I'm on the plane like, wow. They closed the door. We took off. 16 hours later, we landed in Washington, D.C. And whenever I got there in D.C. yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, we got there. We just went and got a hotel, and I said, I'm not leaving until Leanna gets here. Mm-hmm. And then it worked out because Leanna did not have to go because she missed the flight to Atlanta. They put her through Washington, D.C., so we were rejoined.
Yeah,
and
that worked out well.
That was really good. And then we hopped on a little plane last night, a prop job, and we flew 5 hours home. I got home at around midnight last night, got in bed at about 1, and then got up and left Glenrose at 8 o'clock this morning, and here I am.
Wow.
Boom.
I want to circle back to one thing because freedom, redemption, goodness of God. You know, the past 4 years being a part of this, I've learned Free people tend to dream way better than people who are not.
So good.
So whenever I hear you say, I'm reminding them of possibilities, I'm reminding them of what's possible to keep thinking that way, that's a freedom type thing. So anybody who's joining in, maybe you're listening for the first time, if you've experienced some life where you haven't dreamed in a while, listen, I've got a personal testimony. If you'll be a part of what we're doing and begin praying for the things that we're praying about, there you'll begin to dream with the Lord again. I can guarantee it. We see it time after time, every year, people joining in. So I'm hearing you say that, and you're just reminding people, hey, we're free.
The Bible says, yeah, we're free. This thing doesn't bound us up in any way. You know, the Bible says that when the captivity of Zion was cast off, we were as those who dream dreams.
That's it.
And when the chains come off of you, you can
dream. I love it.
And you're like, what could this possibly be that God wants to do? Well, let's just go. That's what the Word of God says. When the chains come off, we are as those that dream dream.
And you see, every girl that gets rescued, what's one of the first things they get to go do?
Okay, I want to cast a dream out to everybody that's watching now. I understand that there's going to be a lot of haters, okay? There's going to be people going, nope, I'll never watch you again.
That's as far as you'll get. That's as far as you'll get.
That's as far as you're going to get. That's exactly right. I would say stay on this journey. I want everybody to start believing God, not just for an airplane for me, but for a fleet of airplanes.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Just need an airplane, guys. I need a fleet of airplanes, a fleet. We still have people trapped in Uganda right this second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We still have people trapped in Doha right this second. We just got through moving a whole bunch of girls from the DR to Colombia,
yes,
that we set free and we sent them back to their families. Okay, we're having to pay for all of that, and I just want everybody to join me.
There you go.
Would you please
come on
pray for me that somebody starts giving me some daggum airplanes? And yes. I'm so done with that. I'm done. I don't just need an airplane, guys. I need a fleet of airplanes. I need little airplanes to get around within the United States. I need medium-sized airplanes to get around from the United States to Central America. I need great big airplanes to get from here to overseas.
Yes.
And we do the work of this kingdom, and we've been doing it for years and years and years. It will not ruin me, same as when I got a new truck. It didn't ruin me. It's just a cool truck. And by the way, if you don't like that, rain on you. I love having a new truck.
Yeah.
I've got to get around from one place to another place, and my people have got to get around. My operators have got to get around.
That's what I was going to say. It's not just for us. Our operators are constantly flying places.
Come on.
I mean, just what the testimony that you just shared a little bit ago, we have those girls that we were able to send back home to Colombia.
Do we have pictures of them?
I don't know. We can get the pictures.
Let me get them for you.
So we have pictures of these girls that we just shipped. And so guys, we're having to move girls across international lines through airports, which I cannot tell you how hard that is and how dangerous it is to do that.
Yep.
And then we have operators that are moving throughout the country, rescuing kids, moving from here, you know, like Ben and Pastor Suwanami and the crew are going to go down to Belize. Okay, the whole world knows that we're there to rescue kids. And then we show up in a public place and everybody knows that we're there. And it's just dangerous.
Yeah.
It's time for us now to move to another level.
Next level.
And I know that Jesus can do that. And there's a lot of people, I'm just asking you, would you please join me and would you please put your agreement on that and believe? And I know that people are going to hate me over it and they're going to say, you've been corrupted. No, actually, I just became efficient.
Yeah.
We've got biblical precedent here when Jesus went up and said, I need your boat.
Yeah.
That's
he also
true.
Said, hey, even said, I need your, even said, I need your donkey.
Yeah. I need this mode of transportation. Wow.
The Lord has need of it. That's exactly right.
Wow. So come on, everybody, join in on this. This is real.
Lord, it is real. And so guys, good. I want you guys to join me with that. And I don't want y'all to be mad at me or think I've been corrupted or he's just all
he's
about
not,
money
he's
now.
He's the same. He
thinks he's really cool because I was cool. I was actually on a private plane last night flying from New York to here. And I want to tell you what it was. It was a prop job, and it took 5.5 hours for us to fly. After a 16-hour flight, it took 5.5 hours because it was a little plane. And then we had to stop and refuel in Nashville. And like, well, don't tell anybody. Everybody will think you're this big. No, listen. It takes a lot, man, to move around. Mm-hmm. And guys, we move around so much. Yeah. And the work that we're doing is so important. And
well, and especially now because, again, in this season where we're in the, we're about to have a new properties for rescue homes right here in the States.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to move quickly from one to the other to go visit our girls that are going to be in Missouri, that are going to be in the other places in Texas. We can't even say some of the locations, but we have new rescue homes in the States in the works, and we got to be able to
just be driving to all these places.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And our teams cannot be driving to all these places. We have to fly, and it's time for us now to do this. And being as we rescue about 1,000 kids a year all over the planet, and then we move them, it's just time. Mm-hmm. We cannot continue to use commercial airports to do that. We just can't. It's too swinging dangerous. So
anyway, They're in. They're joining
everybody's
in.
Everybody's coming
Come
in
on.
Agreement.
Right.
Amen.
So praise God.
Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
So what do you want me to tell you guys?
Oh, let's just start with some testimonies. You have some cool, I mean, I know you have so many cool stories.
I do.
From opening Barrett's school to
let's talk
rescuing
about that.
There while you were there.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that. So I'm going to have to put on my old spectacles here. God. I got my old spectacles on here. Okay. So we met with, I'm just going to show you guys. This is George. This is George.
Aww.
And George is a beautiful 13-year-old boy
that we have
rescued, and he's completely blind, which, by the way, join with me and put your agreement on my faith that God will give him eyes.
Thank
you, Jesus. Yes. I actually got some criticism for this. How come you're setting him up for a school and you're not praying for him? Oh, we are praying for him.
Yep.
We are, but we're also setting him up for a school. So don't think I'm leaving Jesus out of this by actually putting him in a home where he is protected.
Yeah.
Try not to think like an American. Try to think like a kingdom person.
No,
Americans are whack. I don't know if you know that or not. But anyway, this is him.
I love that.
And I love him. Aww. That's what I'm talking about. Me and George are hanging out, and we love each other. And I got to get with George. One of the cool things that happened whenever I got with him is I actually got with him. I want to put this on here for you. I want you guys to...
Is there sound if we play video, Josh?
Yeah, we're going to see if there's any sound.
On the iPad?
Let's see here.
See if you can get sound on it.
So we're jamming here is what's going on. And I just don't think we know how to do the sound, but it's okay. We're jamming. Look at him. Look at him having a great time. I had him put his hands on the guitar so that he could feel the vibrations.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he's like, oh, my gosh, look at him. Okay. And then one of the things that happened in the midst of all that, one of the cool things that happened was, you can get it off
there
now.
You can get rid of it, Josh. Yeah.
When you see that happen, just get that off. Thank you. And whenever we got done, he said, Papa Troy. And I said, what? He said, I want to praise Jesus. And I said, okay, let's praise Jesus. And he went, and I went, D. He hit a perfect D.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my God, this kid, man. So he just starts going, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I just started jamming. Nah, dah, 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 dah. And he started, I love you, Jesus. And, dude, we were all bawling.
I bet.
And so what we're going to do is at the new school, which I'm about to tell you, the new school for the blind, the Barrett Brewer School for Extraordinary Children. Look at this. Look at this shirt here. Here's the shirts. If I can get this thing come up. Come on. There it goes. There's the cool shirts that we busted out there. I'm
going to
show you some cool things here. This is my granddaughter Sophie. She's singing in their language. I wish I
wish
I could do sound so that
man, the Lord's using her. In a
but
big
she's
way.
Worse. Aww. She is. She's actually worshiping in their language, and it was blowing their minds. And so that was her out there singing to them.
That's amazing.
And here's the big greeting that they had for us as we came in. That's where the Barrett Allen Brewer School for Extraordinary Kids is going to be. And it's going to be for blind kids, for deaf kids, for lame kids, and also, too, for mentally disabled kids. And we went and got buses. We went from village to village. We went around. We spotted kids that obviously had issues, and we said, load them up. We want to treat them like kings and queens for the day. And we loaded up their parents. We took them to this spot of land and said, this is what we're doing. We're building this for your kids. We're going to want your kids here. We're going to take care of them 24 hours a day, which means you guys can work. And it also means that a trafficker will not come in and molest your children.
Yeah.
And that is so important. I can't even tell you about it. So we're putting an end to that mess. And all of these people are just worshiping the Lord. They're so excited we are there. This is actually the dirt where we're going to be building this at. It's crazy. Let me get off of this. You can take it off here, little brother. And I'm going to find another picture here. Whenever we get out there. So here is, let me find it. Where are you at? Where are you at? Come on, Troy boy. Where is this thing?
Got a lot of pictures. So you're good.
I actually have 79,000 pictures on my.
My goodness.
I have 79,000. Okay.
Hey, Hi, from England. Just done watching the solar eclipse here.
Wow. Come on, let's go.
That's awesome.
Be in prayer for us as you are in the shadow of his wings in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so look at this. This is me and Barrett actually breaking ground on it. Wow. Isn't that a cool picture?
I love that picture of you guys.
That
look
is
at him,
awesome.
Man. I know. He's so big.
What was Barrett? How was Barrett mm-hmm. in that moment? Because this is a big point of ownership for him.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's like, actually in his name, right?
His dream.
And so, and he's 13 years old.
Yeah.
This is a lifelong project for
yeah.
my grandson.
Responsibilities, all those things.
Yeah, this is a lifelong project for him. And so what we're also going to do, since Sophie was there, and since Sophie mm-hmm. is a brilliant musician, we're going to start the Sophie School of Music.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're going to build a music school there as well, and we're going to do that.
That is cool.
And by the way, guys, this is one of four places we visited mm-hmm. on this one day, and we were gone for 16 days.
Gosh.
Okay, we were gone for 16 days. We did this four times a day for 16 days.
Wow.
Yeah, we opened up 7 new water wells.
Yes.
We had, thank you for that picture, buddy. We opened up 7 new water wells that is producing wow. water for over 4,000 people, which was our 1,137th water well. 1,137 over a period of 21 years, which you can thank Pastor Daryl Knight for that.
Yes.
That was his vision.
Wow.
And guys, can we do the math on this? Just like, can we just talk a little bit of money here? Because on those water wells, let's call that $10,000 a piece. There's some of them that cost more than that. Can y'all add up? What is 10,000 times 1,137?
Got that, Pastor Ryan.
Yeah. We're like, we got that, Pastor.
Yeah, it's over $11 million.
It's $11 million yeah. in 21 years we spent on water wells.
Wow.
It's just water wells.
Holy smokes.
That's not rescuing kids. That is not building schools.
Okay, I'll go ahead and say it. If you're out there and you would celebrate our team flying on a plane to go to Africa, and you would celebrate God using $11 million like that, but you have a problem paying for a plane for continual use and fruit bearing, I don't know how to connect the dots for you.
Yeah.
On that. If you're going to celebrate the breakthrough, celebrate what God's doing,
exactly.
and then at the same time not celebrate for a continued use tool that's already proven to be fruitful. We can't connect the dots for you on that. We just ask that you continue to pray for us.
And guys,
us.
I'm just going to tell you this. We don't have millions of dollars in the bank.
I'm not trying to be ugly about that, but how do those two things make sense?
I mean,
it didn't make sense.
If somebody offered me a plane for, hey, Troy, I'll give you this $10 million plane for $3 million, I don't have $3 million to spend on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Well, you're spending on water wells.
Because and feeding people and rescuing people and schools and homes and all the things. We do what it is we say we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's the kingdom, man. It's the kingdom. I freaking love it.
Here's
one of our water wells here. A gift of clean water given on behalf of the kids from Open Door Church, Burleson, Texas. Because the kids at VBS. Open Door, at VBS,
incredible.
They raised enough money, I think, for 3 or 4
you
wells.
You saw them. They were sprinting.
That is so cool.
I know.
Did you see
and
the
so,
money?
So we did some of those water wells. This is one of them right there. And guys, what I say is out in the middle of nowhere, and everybody out there drinks green water from the ditch.
Mm.
And so everybody has typhoid, everybody has worms, everybody's got parasites, let's end that.
Yes.
Let's end it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so awesome, so awesome, so awesome. That's Pastor Daryl Knight right there. He's an amazing man of God. So this is a completely different place now. I want to take you to another place. This is Redemption Village.
Oh, that's awesome. These are all the people who were displaced from the flood.
These are all the people that are displaced from the flood.
That you guys were driving. So the last trip you were there, you were driving down the road, you saw the tents.
Yeah.
And you said, let's stop.
Yeah, man. So we bought 20 acres. And they're like, okay, where do these people stay? They sleep on the ground until we buy them houses. And it's terrible. Now, we moved them. We moved them almost 300 miles. Well, why did you put them on buses and move them? Because the Muslims were enslaving them. Because the Muslims were raping their kids.
Yes.
Because the Muslims were raping the women. And that's what Muslims do all over the planet Earth. If they're allowed to do that, they will do that.
I thought they were all peaceful.
And so, they're peaceful. And I want to tell you what, they'd be a lot more peaceful living in the dirt pile that they came from, that they destroyed, and they got no business being here in the United States. I've been fighting Muslims all over the planet Earth, buying human beings from them all over the planet Earth. I know what I'm talking about. And if you're like, well, Pastor Troy, there's a lot of good Muslims in the world. Yeah, there's a lot of good people that are in the early stages of enslaving somebody else.
Yeah.
And until they come out of that narrative, until they come out of that spirit, that's exactly, it's just like somebody that's watching pornography. If you're into pornography, you're on your way to molesting a child.
Wow.
And like, you can't say that. I absolutely can say that because that, if you stay in it long enough, that's where it's going to take you. That's what it's designed to do. If you stay in the midst of a Muslim or Islamic faith long enough, you'll think it's just fine to kill a Jew. You'll think it's just fine to enslave a woman. You'll think it's just fine to kill a Christian. You'll think it's just fine to burn down any structure that is not Islamic. You'll think it's just fine because that's where it takes you to. That's what it's done for 1,500 years. That's what it's doing now all over the world. There's over 70 Muslim nations, and they're all horror shows. And we cannot allow them to turn America into a Muslim nation. Okay, now that I've said that, thank you very much. What I just said to you was the truth.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. Look at what Mondami is doing to New York as soon as he got into office.
Wow.
He's like, there's nobody to stop me. If you take a group of Muslims and if there's nobody to stop them, they will enslave. They will steal everything from everybody. They will trash everything. They will, and then they will tell you as a Muslim, you can either pay us a lot of money or you can convert or you can die. And that's what they do. And I'm sorry that Americans do not know that because they have been brainwashed by woke ideology. And I want to tell you, I don't got a woke bone in me, not one ounce of wokeism within me, because I have Jesus in me. And Jesus is never woke. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
That's good.
I don't even know how I got on that, but.
You're preaching
so good.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. I got to tell the truth. Tell the truth. My God, tell the truth. So we go to this. We go to this place, and in this place, we have these huge. All of these people are all people that we have rescued, and so you're like, well, they're sleeping on the ground. You know, that's not good. You got to put them in a house. Yeah, it cost me $35,000 a house, and then I had to furnish it. So what I have right now is I have 16 houses there. And I still got a lot more to build. And then I have a church to build, which we still haven't built yet. I have a school to build, which I still haven't built yet. Mm-hmm. I have a medical clinic, which still isn't built yet. And what's that going to cost? It's going to cost around $450,000. That's what it's going to cost. And so I promised them while I was there that I was going to do it. I promised them. And I'm like, guys, I promise y'all. And then we moved 8 new families into their homes, and I got to show you this. Let me get off of this, and let me dial around a little bit. Yeah. Okay, this beautiful family right here, let me get off of this. Thank you, guys. Okay, I want to show you this picture. Peter. This beautiful family right here.
Aww.
And that's Sophie, and that's my granddaughter, and that is my beautiful daughter. Mm-hmm. She's 39 years old. You go, Megan. And Sophie is 12, and today was her first day of school, and she didn't get home until 1 o'clock in the morning last night.
Oh, my God. Goodness, that girl, she's going to have a story to tell at school.
Yeah, if she can talk, it'll be awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, hallelujah. Okay, this family, this brother's name is Peter. Peter is a Christian. Mm-hmm. Peter was an engineer. He is a math teacher. He has 5 children, including Hope, who is there next to Megan. And Hope is special needs. She doesn't have a left hand. And she also has some serious issues mentally, okay? The other children are there. A wall of water hit them. I want you guys to think about Kerrville. I want you to think about the floods here in the United States. Think about North Carolina. Think about Eastern Tennessee. While they were asleep in their home, a wall of water hit them, destroyed their house. All of them went in 7 different directions, because his wife was with them. And there in the river, in the night, in complete darkness, taken off, and off they go. He survived, obviously, and he couldn't find his kids. For some of him, there's 2 of them, it took them more than 3 months to find his kids. So he thought that they had been dead for 3 months. And he just kept going from village to village to village. He said that he was 9 kilometers downstream before he was able to get out of the water.
Oh my goodness.
His wife, they never found. So when they moved, they were sleeping out on the ground. And 3 years ago, me and a bunch of us were driving down the road, and the Holy Spirit told me, look, Troy. And I looked out the window, and I saw all these blue tarps on the side of this hill. And I asked them, what is that? They said, those are the refugees from the flood. I said, pull in there. We pulled in there. They're starving. All the kids were naked. They're all naked. The young girls were scantily clad. There's a bunch of 11 and 12 and 13-year-old girls that were pregnant. And the Muslims, because they were vulnerable, had rounded them up. And they were all there. And I said, first thing we got to do is feed them. Second thing we got to do is we got to get a doctor to them. Third thing we got to do is we got to get a bus in here and we got to rescue these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I called Pastor David on the phone, Pastor David Musichua. I said, do we have a plot of land to put them on? He said, no, but I know where there's one for sale. I said, buy it and bring me some buses and let's move all of these human beings out there and let's rescue all of these families. So we did that. And that's what Redemption Village is. So we're building these houses. We moved Peter into his house. And that house is beautiful, man. We do not build junk. And when we give somebody a house, it is a forever home house. It is the most beautiful thing that you can possibly imagine. And we moved in, and he wept and wept and wept. If I can just be so bold, he has got so many challenges. I'm just going to say this about hope. Do you think it's okay to say that?
I think so.
So hope is like 11 or 12 years old. And just before we got there, if I can just be so bold, these are the kind of challenges you face when you're dealing with refugees and also, too, when you're dealing with rescued girls. He told me, he said, look, I really need help with this girl. He said, she's such a good girl. She loves Jesus. And guys, this guy loves Jesus. I'm talking about loves Jesus. He is such a good daddy.
Yes.
He is unemployed. They have been sleeping on the ground. And we moved them into their house. And we're talking to him now because what I'd like to do is I'd like to hire him and move him to the Barrett School.
Yeah.
Move this whole family there because she's special needs. And the deal is, he said, could you girls, I told him, I said, well, my daughter's a nurse. She's registered RN. And he said, okay, good. He said, Hope, my oldest girl, she just started her period. And he said, we don't have anything to help her through that. And Megan's like, I brought a whole suitcase because this isn't Megan's first rodeo. And she's like, okay. And Megan got to spend time talking to that little girl about her body and telling her that there was nothing wrong with her.
Yeah.
And she's fine. And yada, 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 yada. And we happened to be there on that day.
Wow. That's
and
really
the daddy
cool.
just sit over there and cried, going, this is Jesus that sits you here. We rounded up some other older women in the village that we're taking care of and said, we want you to spend time with Hope. We want you to talk to her. We want you to help her through this because her mama died and she doesn't have a mama. And we're just like, and today you guys get your house. This is a new day for you. We saw that every day for 16 days.
That is so cool. To be able to tell people you have a home now.
Yeah, you have a home. And I'm telling you, I'm going to make that guy. I'm going to hire that guy. And I already called Pastor David and said, that guy's smart. That guy's educated. He does not have a job. He does not have an income. Find something for him. Give him an income. Yeah. I will pay for it. And let's start making this guy a leader because he is a leader.
Mm. So good.
See, man, when you have a yes in your spirit, it has to be a yes to walk it all the way through.
Yeah.
All the way through. And that's called perfection. The completion of the assignment is called perfection.
Yeah.
And we have to do that.
Yeah.
And for us to show up there on that day, and
it's something.
We got them all new clothes. You can see they're all wearing new clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was our clothes. We got them. We dressed them. I don't know. I got to do that for thousands of people. This is a few people for thousands of people in the past couple of weeks that we've done this for. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, I want to ask you this. You want to be a part of this?
Yvonne because wants to become a lifetime partner right now.
Somebody's becoming a lifetime partner.
Yep. Right ODX.TV. Go to ODX and guys, upgrade right now.
She wants go to know there how to do that. And upgrade. And if you have any issues, call us.
Yes.
Call the number on your screen and tell them that you want to upgrade. And we celebrate that. The only reason why we have 12,000 people under our care and not 120,000 people under our care is not because we couldn't do it, it's just funding. That's all it is. It's just stupid money. That's all it is. And yeah. I would encourage everybody to say, I'm jumping in, and Pastor Troy, you can count on me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love the least of these, as Jesus has has told us and as he has commanded us to do. I'm going to love the least of these, not just in Uganda, but also in India, also in Belize, also in Nepal, also in the Congo, also in Tanzania, also in Mexico, also in Belize, also in Guatemala, also in Nicaragua, also in Costa Rica, also in Panama, also in Colombia, also mm-hmm. in Peru, also in Brazil, also in Cambodia, also in Japan.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
We have these all over the planet Earth. And we do this all over the planet Earth. And guys, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And wow, I'm the most imperfect pastor you guys have ever seen. Yeah. I want you to know I'm not trying to be perfect in the sense of flawless behavior. Yeah. I'm trying to be perfect in the sense of the biblical example of perfection is the completion of your assignments in a way that glorifies Jesus. And that I'm doing. And I'm doing that with your help. And I want to encourage you guys to help us. If you can help us with this almost $400,000 that we need to build the Barrett Brewer School for the Blind and round up a dozen blind kids and then staff it and help us do that. If you can help us round up another $400,000 to finish building the school and the rest of the housing we need and the medical clinic and the church at Redemption Village for these people who are still sleeping on the ground outside of the 16 families that we put in housing, everybody else is still sleeping on the ground and they're still waiting. They're still waiting. Come on, guys, let's do this. I'm not going to take this money and run off with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that. I fear the Lord. And I get a decent check. I really do. And I'm happy with the money I make. I'm not trying to make more money for me. I promise you I'm not. The sales of all of my books go to Troy Brewer Ministry. The sales of everything, it goes to this because, guys, this is my heart. And this is what Jesus has given me to do. This is our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have seen it.
Yes.
These guys have seen it. I don't know where in the world you've been with me. Where have you been to Mexico?
Not with you.
Have you been to the border? Have you? I mean, have you been with anybody to Mexico? Have you seen the work we do there?
Yes, sir.
Is it legit?
Yeah, it is. And honest, and guys, I would say research, but prayerfully research. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you, even where you're at. And we did see some Debbie. We saw your comment like
that's
that.
The one
and
I was about
and
to
Pastor
mention.
Troy would be the first one to tell you. Give the Lord leads you to give. We have to be people of prayer. Pastor Troy will be the first one to tell you, join in this and
ask
pray.
Ask what he tells you to do.
Absolutely.
Go before King Jesus. Ask Jesus, is Troy legit?
Yes. Do that.
Go
Absolutely.
Before the Lord.
Before you Google
ask
search.
Ask him to tell you in a dream. Say, God, if you want me to give $1 million, you show up in a dream.
Yes.
Ask him.
Before you run to Google.
That's exactly
Pray
right.
about it.
Yeah. Pray about it. Do I have bad things written on me on Google?
No, I'm just, before people go and research and do that, take some time.
What does Google say?
I definitely have some haters, and I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started.
Do that if you need to as well.
I'm just getting started on the amount of haters I'm about to get. But with that said, you've been, where all have you been with me all over?
Belize, Mexico, multiple areas in Mexico and Belize, and it's honestly.
How do we treat the girls? How do we treat the girls that we rescue out of sexual slavery and how do we treat them?
You treat them like if they were never in slavery. Like you give them everything. We love on them. We feed them. We are eating with them.
Send
we're
them to
dressing
college.
Them. Yes. We
send
them to college.
Give them
college.
Your
give
phone
them
number if they need to call.
They have my phone number.
Literally.
They come back and they actually, we help them set them up for a job. They start helping in the schools.
A bunch of my boys from Uganda are watching right now.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, you guys are part of my family. Mm-hmm. I rescued some of you guys when you were 5 years old and now you're in your late 20s. Would you please give a testimony of how Papa Troy treats you guys and if this is real and if it's legit? And if it's not, tell him. Tell him. Pastor Troy's a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He doesn't help me. Tell him. Go ahead. Do it. You girls. So you, where all have you been with me?
I've been to a bunch of places in Mexico with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
No. No. And I got to be there when a girl actually first arrived in the home.
Wow.
And that was really special. Like literally we saw it was like close family members that were bringing her there because they had suspicions that other family members were selling her. And so even just seeing how she was treated fresh off of the streets, still traumatized. And I'll never forget it.
Wow.
Somebody just says, what's her name? Mial Tima. She says she lost her job and she's having to go off the ODX. No, you're not. Call the number. Call the number. It's going to be on the screen right here. call the number. Call 877-413-0888. Ask for Kelly. Ask for Tia. And tell them Pastor Troy wants to give you a year of stage two for free.
What was her name? Josh, can you scroll back up on that chat? I just want to make sure.
I'm sorry that you lost your job.
Made a note of that. We were looking. There it is right there. M-I-A.
Nope, you already passed it. Right there. There you go.
Got it right here.
Yep. Okay. So, hey, listen, I want to give you a year for free on stage two. That way you can also see the counter. And then we also have a new show coming out, a one-hour documentary that's going to come out next month. And it's called To Catch a Monster.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a documentary on what all we go through to catch these guys. And it's actually going to end up being a series. But, I'm going to see it today for the first time whenever I get home. So I'm super excited about that. Way to go, Mia. Man, we bless you. And we praise God. We praise God that you've stood with us in the past. Yeah. I'm sorry for the difficult time. Father God, I want to lift up Mia right now.
In the name of Jesus.
And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for income streams for her. And I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, you devil from hell. And I declare that heaven is aligned for the goodness of God to be made manifest within my sister's life. She will not lose anything else. She is blessed beyond recognition. And I pray, Lord God, sir, that you line her up, Lord God, with new job, with people that will love her in a place, God, that has dignity and honor, something honorable.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray, God, that you bless her. Now, God, release your angels for the performance of your word in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. It's amazing. How about Thank you, Lord.
Apples. Prayers from Mia. Everybody's praying for you, Mia.
Yes.
For
joining
us. Breakthrough in Jesus' name.
Amen. Awesome. Okay, so what else? What else, man? Mm.
Do you want to stay in front of the veil all day today? Which, I mean, it's cool. We're sharing testimonies. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you want. I think I will.
Guys, we're going to spend another 30 minutes on here because I still have so many more things to tell you guys.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that you guys have some questions.
So there was a lot of comments about we can't give. I come from a low income, poverty. What words can you encourage someone that's trying to come out of that and take a stand and be like, you know what? This is not going to be for me and my family anymore. There was a couple of comments.
Okay, well, let me talk into that. And let me just tell you, as a guy who has been broke his whole life and recently has come into a place to where the Lord has made me be a steward of millions of dollars throughout the world for the benefit of other people, here's one of the things I want to tell you. I didn't know for 40-something years of my life that God was not okay with me being broke. He was okay with me in the midst of me being broke. But he was like, Troy, I have something better for you. And I just didn't believe it. I'd been broke my whole life. And I was just like, I'm just never going to be a money guy. And I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. Until, and I want to tell you what did it for me. When I was 43 years old, I was in northern India. And I went to a child sex slave market. And I got in. And I was sitting in a room with about a dozen, maybe 15 people. Every single one of them had on a phone, they had an Arab on the other line, and they were doing FaceTime. And they marched one kid out after another that was for sale. And while I was able to rescue five kids, there was dozens and dozens more that I was not able to. And I left there and went, it's not okay for me to go here without lots of money. And I had to repent. And when I say I had to repent, it doesn't mean that I was in sin that I didn't have money. That was not what I mean. It meant I had to change. I had to change my mentality. I had to understand that finances that came to me were not for me. They were for the kingdom. Amen. And I understood I had to change. And I had to understand that having one income stream is not enough. You know, guys, if you guys would just look at, we have, like for me, having one ministry is not enough. You know, I have six different ministries. I have ODX. Well, I have Open Door Church, which is our church, and that's the church stuff. I have Troy Burr Ministries. That's the media stuff and the rescue stuff. I have Answer International. It's strictly rescue stuff. I have Spark Worldwide. That is raising stuff. Okay, I have the Open Door Food Bank, and that is feeding people. And then I also have Redemption Ranch, and Redemption Ranch is the sacred space of healing for our rescuers and for other people. So those are our ministries. Okay, well, in the midst of all that, we have tons and tons and tons of income strategies. It's not just about please give.
Yeah.
It's about please partner. It is also about please go to ODX. It is also about come go with us and pick up a project and start funding that project. Mm-hmm. It is also about book sales. It is about conferences. Mm-hmm. It is about, what am I leaving out? I know there's probably another 10 income streams. Like even like Redemption Ranch. Okay, mm-hmm. Redemption Ranch, we sell hunts out there. And that is an income stream that goes to rescuing kids all over the planet Earth. And I mean, that's crazy. We're very, very, very creative in that. But that took a big identity change that had to take place within me. It took a very big identity change, and it took a lot of hard work, and it took a lot of counsel, and the Spirit of the Lord blessed it. He'll do the same for you. He will. The Lord doesn't care if he gives you additional zeros because he trusts you and he loves you. Zeros, the additional zeros, are simply for new environments for you to be able to operate in. A man's gift makes room for him.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep you in the place. Your character is what keeps you in the place.
That's so good.
But it is your gift that gets you into the place.
That's so good.
And if you don't have those extra zeros to be able to get into that place, the Lord is calling you there. But many times, I can just tell you in my own avenue, I was so okay with just living from paycheck to paycheck because I found faith in it and Jesus met me there. But it wasn't God's best. It wasn't. And when I say it wasn't God's best, that doesn't mean that I just got new clothes and got a new set of teeth and I got a new truck or whatever. No, no, no. I mean, it wasn't God's best place for me to be in, his most impactful place for me to be in. If I live in a place of constant poverty, if I do that, and if I'm just barely making it, then every miracle God does, he has to do for me. But if I'm in a place where I'm not surviving and I am in other environments, every miracle he does through me.
Wow.
And that's so much bigger and so much better. But the problem with me and you is, you know, we have a church experience that tells us we're not allowed to prosper because we hate that prosperity message. Mm-hmm. I hate the prosperity message when it's all about just put money in our pockets.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't like that message. But I like the prosperity message when it is about making impact for the kingdom.
Yeah, and being biblical, blessed. Reaping and sowing. It's about sowing as well. That's a big part of it.
It's about fruit bearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's about all the different things. So, a good for example of that is we took eight families last week, and we got them off the ground. We got them into a house. We didn't just get them into a house. We got them into a house that's completely paid for, so they never have to struggle with that again. That is no longer their battle. That's no longer their battle. Okay, the next thing that we did, once we got them in there, we got them a whole new set of clothes. That is not their battle. The next thing that we did was we started looking for income streams for them because we don't want that to be their battle anymore. We're getting them out of a place of personal survival so that they can dream and that they can be impactful for the kingdom because they will be. And that's the true prosperity message. That's the true where God Almighty blesses you and heaven invades your earth and you're no longer worried about your own survival. Now you're worried about the benefit of the kingdom and everybody else's lives around you. And I would just say, if you're somebody like me and you struggle that with all your life, ask the Lord to give you wisdom and to give you counsel concerning those things and then repent. I'm not saying that you're in a sinful place. I'm saying be willing to conform your life to the image of that.
Lord.
And it's going to take some time. And you're going to find you've got some breaks on you that are terrible breaks. Mm-hmm. That every time God gets there, you go, oh, shucks, that ain't me. You know, all I need is a van down by the river. Well, okay, that's fine if it's just you. But if you're going to be a kingdom person, and if you're going to be impactful, and if you're going to rescue kids, and if you're going to feed people, and if you're going to help people, and if you're going to do these things, the Lord will bring you into it. And it might not be that you actually have money. It just means that you have means.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And that's crazy cool.
Wow.
So River Torch says, you know, I'm a widow. I'm built with the Holy Spirit. Would you go up a little bit, buddy? It passed it up. I'm a widow, built with Holy Spirit, the refuge for the vulnerable, and the 4-book memoir series. Wow, way to go. I'm wanting like you to spend it all up on service. I want God to change me. I've been poor for way too long. Please pray. You know what? There's nothing wrong with you, sister. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. There's nothing. And I want to just tell you, those of us that are no longer struggling in the sense of, like, you know, there was more than a 12, maybe 15-year period. We didn't ever know if we were going to have electricity on or not. And a lot of times it wasn't. okay, I'm in a better place, but I'm not, it's not because I'm a better person. Okay. So please understand this. Okay. I understand what I'm saying. I'm no better than you. I promise you, I'm no better than all the people we just put off the ground. That's why I'm going to do that, because I fear the Lord and I understand that. And I understand I could be sleeping on the ground. Mm-hmm. I understand 2011, I had a person get in my grill who split my church. And he said, you know what? 30 days, Troyce, there's going to be change on the door of this church. You and your family are going to be homeless. None of us are going to take you in. And I went, I'm never going to be in this position again. Mm-hmm. Never going to do it. And so there's nothing wrong with you. You're not messed up. I got to say that again. It's not because you don't have the favor of the Lord. It's just because you just don't know how to tap into it. And that's the way it is with all of us. And the Lord began to give me wisdom and counsel and show me how to tap into it. And then I had to pass those tests. I want to tell you, and you guys were with me. I know that you were with me. The first time we had a conference and we made $100,000 at the conference, we were used to making like $8,000 or $9,000 at a conference. Wow. We had a $100,000 conference, and I said, call all my team in here. Mm-hmm. The whole team came in, and I sat down, and I wrote $100,000 worth of checks. Hallelujah. You were with me. I've got it on film. It was the first time, and I get to do that a lot now. But that was the first time, and I had to pass that test and go, this is not about me. This is not about bettering me. I'm already in a better place. This is about his kingdom has come for other people.
Yeah, there's not many ministries that you could say, hey, like if we were presented with a $10 million check today, I know exactly what it would be spent on, and it would be spent on the many works that we're doing.
If I had a $10 check, if I had a $10 million check given to me today, let's see, what is the day today?
Today's
Wednesday.
12th. Yeah, Wednesday.
And it's Wednesday. Is it really Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know. I'm so messed up. I don't know what day the weekend. I'm thinking it was Friday. I'm thinking it was Friday or Saturday. I don't know what I'd be doing here on Friday or Saturday. But with that said, if someone was to give me a $10 million check today, I would have it spent. I would probably have it spent in 4 days. Mm-hmm. I know exactly.
None of that would be in your pocket. It would not be in your pocket.
No, none of that would go to any of me things. All those things would go to, I know how to spend $10 million. So, so I live like at any moment, $10 million is going to be given to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm, according to Mark chapter 4, when the harvest has come, immediately he thrusts in the sickle. You don't put that money in the bank and go, ooh, I finally feel secure. The Holy Spirit is your comforter, and that also means your security. Mm-hmm. It's not about how much money you have in the bank.
Yeah. All right.
That's stupid. And I want to just tell you this. I fear the Lord. If I had tens of millions of dollars in the bank and said, well, I have to do that because I have to be secure.
Come on.
I just think the Lord would say, yeah, you're a pansy, and I think I'll just move on to somebody else. That's what I think.
We have a testimony from Inner Room Conversations that they were at the food bank this past weekend, and that she prayed for her husband to get a job, and that her husband's a volunteer prayed for her to get a job, and she got a job offer this week.
Come on,
breakthroughs. Thank you. Woo! Open door.
Come on, guys.
Awesome.
Come
that's on. Someone serving at the food bank, or they were?
Yes, her husband was serving at the food bank and prayed that's for her really to get cool. a job in that moment. Wow.
I love that.
Thank you.
Someone
thank
who
you,
is Jesus. Serving getting filled up as well. That's just really cool.
Oh, Steph says, please pray for me. I'm searching out what God wants me to do to further his kingdom and to make a big difference. I don't understand all the visions and dreams. Definitely want God's perfect will and not my ways, because I don't even know where to begin. But to God be the glory for everything. Okay, how about this? If you don't know where to begin, go to the end and track back, because I do that all the time. When I don't know how to begin, God will give me a vision and say, Troy, I want you to build the Barrett Allen School for Extraordinary Kids. I will start off with that.
Wow.
And then I will backtrack it all the way. And then I go, okay, until I don't know. So I act like I already have the money. And I say, okay, if I already had the money to do this, what would I do? Okay, I'd build this building. What building? Have you had it rendered?
Wow.
Oh, okay. So I went and got the rendering before I had the money, which I still don't have the money.
Wow.
I went and paid for the rendering because it didn't cost very much. And I got that done. And I showed them, this is the building we're building. Right on. All those things. Those are the things that you do, and you operate in faith so that you're ready to thrust in the sickle as soon as the money comes.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your family, your friends, your tribe talking you out of doing that. Like you Noah. Spend the money when it comes to you.
Like Noah.
You need to be ready.
That's exactly right. Amen. Like Noah. Immediately you enter in.
Wow.
That's what you do. And I want to tell you, I actually do that. I promise y'all. Yeah. I give you my word as a man of God, I do that. And I at any given moment am ready to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars before it ever comes. And because I'm active, this is an active partnership. And the Lord is going to look. It's just like when Jesus comes back.
Yeah.
Is your oil?
Yes.
Is your wicks trimmed?
Yes.
So it's like, okay, I know that the Lord is coming back, but I don't know when and I don't know the hour. So here's the deal. When he comes to get me, I'm going to have to make a journey. So I have to be, and it's probably going to be at nighttime, okay, the midnight. So I got to make sure, the only thing I can do is to make sure I got my lamps ready. It's full of oil and my wicks are trimmed. Okay, amen. That's what you do. You do that. And when he shows up, you're like, woo-hoo, that's what you do. Amen. And then off you go.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do in everything. And I don't know if that helps anybody or not.
It well, it does. And you do it with our elders here whenever you ask them to pray. Yeah. And you mm-hmm. share with me this weekend where you will activate your personal prayer teams
mm-hmm.
focused on outcomes instead of ways and methods.
Yes.
And that's what you're saying.
The ways and the methods come after you have determined what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's where your faith is.
That's.
And then where your figuring is the ways and methods.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to get that wrong a couple of times. So you have to have the character to not be discouraged. Oh, we tried something that didn't work. Well, welcome to my world. I'm the biggest failure you ever saw, but I'm incredibly fruitful. Be ye fruitful, my friends, in the midst of your failures. In the midst of your shenanigans, be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And be present. Learn how to be a visionary. I need to write a book on what it means to actually be a visionary.
That's good.
Good idea.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a whole sermon series on it.
It's a good idea.
Visionaries. That's good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I can't remember the lady that asked the question, but I mean, hear what Pastor Troy is saying. Activate your prayer teams. You're well connected. You've got community. You've got a local church.
Yes.
Probably got a mom somewhere praying for you, it sounds like, based on what you wrote. Activate your prayer teams. Share the outcome with some people that you trust to pray for those things, and then take the next steps as they come.
I'm crazy. Okay, so I'm mapping out. I hadn't thought about how crazy this is going to sound to people, but like for the Barrett Allen School, for the Barrett Allen Brewer School for Extraordinary Children, one of the things that we want is we want this immaculate landscaping. We have the building completely mapped out. We got it all rendered. Wow. It's incredible. So while I was there, I found the tree guys and I found the landscaping guy.
Wow.
I did that.
That's awesome. Cool.
And we actually planted trees while we were there.
That's cool.
So again, we're putting together, we start at the vision and then we work backwards and then we find out where do we not know? And that's where your figuring goes. You're like, well, let's try and figure this out. Let's try and overcome this and let's do this thing. So like, okay, we know we have to have clean water. So again, before we have the money to build the school, before we have it, we already put a water well there.
Yes.
We've already done that. Okay, we have to have a big fence around it. So they're building the fence as we speak around all 20 acres. We got to have beautifully landscaped. So we found the landscape guy, and we started planting trees while we were there. Like, wait a minute, that's kind of like putting a windshield wiper on before you even get the windshield on. If you don't have the windshield, but you do have the windshield wiper, go ahead and put the windshield wiper on.
Yeah.
And do your part. And go, the Lord is going to bless me. I'm going to have the money for the windshield, and I will immediately put it in. I'm not going to screw around and go, well, I think I might also spend this. But no, because you're so hardcore about the baby you want to birth.
Yeah, that's so good.
I was about to say, you don't just do this with projects. This is how you rescue people.
That's it.
You do not treat them like that.
That's right.
Whenever you rescue them, you immediately start treating them based on the outcome that God has for them.
Hey, we actually did some rescues, and we had a spontaneous rescue on this trip.
Come on.
That was bizarre.
Are you going to share it publicly yet, or are you going to wait?
I will share it behind the veil
next time.
The next time we're behind the veil.
It's wild, guys. Just be prepared. It's worth making sure you don't miss behind the veil when he shares it, because it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wonder, because you hear stories of you guys rescuing, and you wonder how it happens. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, kind of like what you've been saying, you got to be ready to what is it?
Thrust the sickle in,
the opportunity comes up to rescue someone, you got to have that go in your spirit. And so it's a cool story.
I want you to back up just a little bit, and I want to look at this. I want you to back up just a tad. Mm-hmm. Right. Wait, stop. Hang on a second. Nope. It was right there. I don't know how you say this name. She said, but I feel like I'm going to commit suicide and I'm useless.
Oh, it's right here.
Can I have someone to talk to before taking off my life? Okay.
Call our number right now.
You will live and you will not die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to stop that. Yes. If you are hopeless, you are under the influence of a lie. There is a demon that is lying to you. Do not let that demon win. Don't do it. Don't you do that. Stop that. I rebuke the devil that is whispering into your that yes. worm-tongued spirit. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I declare life over you. Life. Life in Jesus' name. You're not going to take your life. Your life is not yours to take. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have it on your site. I saw it. It says Jesus is the way. You're having a bad moment. That's it. Do not trust your feelings. Do not trust what this devil is saying. Do not trust your hormones. Do not trust that demon. Do not trust your circumstances. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are his girl.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Trust in him. Don't you do that. Mm-mm. Don't you do that. Now look, it didn't sound like you're from America. I don't know where you're watching from. Are you watching from Uganda? Are you somebody I recently met in Uganda? Will you please tell me that? And then what you can do is, I need you to call the number that is on the screen, and I want you to talk to one of my friends that's here in this very building. And I pray for you, and I love you, and listen to me. Jesus loves you. Stop that. Stop it. It's not. Listen, that thing wants to kill you dead. Don't do that. There's no reason for you to do that. You're a good girl in Jesus' name. You have a life that is important. You are so important. You have not yet tapped into the best part of your life. Don't do that. You're under the influence of a lie, and you are by yourself, which means you are in bad company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does it say there?
Testimony that just called the call center. Go ahead, Rebecca.
I just wanted to say I just got off the phone with Angela. We love you, Angela. God bless. She said that
it moved.
It moved again.
Would you move
yeah.
back, please.
What a wonderful person she is. She prayed over me. I'm ODX again. Thank you so much. Can't
that
say how much.
You gifted the ODX
I'm thankful for you all. Love you. Yes.
That's good.
Wow.
That's good, Mia.
We love our prayer team.
That's good, Mia. I bless mm-hmm. you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hey, I want everybody here to pray for our friend. And I don't remember what her name was. It was a very different name for me.
In the name
of Jesus.
It was backfire. Don't worry about it, Josh.
Yeah,
it's
it's okay. It's all good.
Lord knows her name.
Yeah. Hey, you pray for her. Would you pray for her?
Absolutely.
Jesus.
That she would know the presence of Jesus where she is at.
God, thank you that you have such a hand on her that she spoke up.
Thank you, Jesus.
She said something. She broke through. God, you see her. You gave her the opportunity to speak out. God, thank you for surrounding her with people who care about her to tell her the truth. God, right now, she's going to remember every word that was spoken, every word that you're speaking to her right now. God, she's going to learn in a powerful way, even over the next 24 hours, the difference in a truth and a lie. And she's not just going to be seeking the truth like she is. Declare in Jesus' name, she's going to love the truth. She's going to be a lover of the truth. She's going to carry this testimony and share with the same comfort that she's received from you, Lord. She's now going to start passing on to other people. Amen. Jesus' name, amen.
God, Father, release your angels for the performance of your word and send your angels into that place.
Thank
hey, listen,
you,
I don't know where you're watching from. I want you to look me in the eyeball. Jesus. You see my big old blue eyes? You see them? You see this old wrinkly face, how it's falling down around my eyeballs right now? Hey, listen to me. No, that's not the way that this is going to go. That's not the way this is going to go. You are going to be fruitful. You are going to be blessed. You're going to have a right mind.
Yes.
You're no longer going to be under the influence of this demon. The Spirit of the Lord is releasing angels into your room where you are at and where you are watching
Big time. Now.
In Jesus' name, yes.
Right now. That is the presence of the Lord that you're feeling. The Holy Ghost is there for you. He loves you. He loves you. Yeah. He loves you. Be sure that you talk to somebody. Be sure that you talk to us. Be sure that you get away from yourself right now and get around other people that love Jesus and get this mess thrown off of you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We have a testimony of Jen Henson. I tried to take my own life back in 2018, and if I hadn't listened to the voice of God telling me to stop, I wouldn't be here witnessing and blessing him right now. Jesus is a loving dad.
He is a loving dad. So good. I promise you, man, he is that.
Yeah. On a day, she's on a day of alignment. She's coming into alignment.
Yeah. This is that day, which we never even talked about that.
I know. So, we need to dive into it.
But, man, I don't know. I might do a video later on or maybe because I'm going to be here tomorrow as well. I might actually just do and talk about that as well. Wow. But, well, it's about time for us to hang this up. I got a meeting at 2:30 today. This is 7 minutes.
Well, Pastor, thank you for, I know you're tired, but thank you for pushing through and joining us today to give us a little bit of a download. And just, guys, there's going to be a lot of downloads happening. And I feel like we're in a new season, and that means for the Pulse, that means for everything that we do, God's anointing is really being released in a new way. Mm-hmm. We're ready for it.
Can I show you guys a couple more pictures just to show you something cool? Let me get off this thing and let me, if you guys will put up with me here, let me get my glasses on. When we went out to the 20-year anniversary at one of our schools, whenever we went out there, one of the things that happened while we were there is I got reunited with a son that is very important to me. And his name is Eric. And I haven't seen Eric in a long time because we lost him. Now, this is a kid that we rescued. This is a kid that was brilliant. I have his picture in my favorites, so I'm not going to go to it because of this, but whenever he was little. And one day we showed up there and said, where is Eric?
Oh, I remember that.
And his family showed, a distant family member showed up and said, he's part of my family. You guys can't keep him here, and left with him. Put him out in the field watching the cows, and he's been living in the field for all these years.
Wow.
So he hardly speaks English anymore, and he's a big boy. And he came, we found him, and we brought him, and he came running up. And this is whenever we first saw him. We have missed him so much, and we found him. We found one of our lost kids, and he's so big now. I just can't even believe how big he is. He's so stinking big.
Aww, how sweet.
He's beautiful, and I love him so much, and I'm so grateful for him. Let me see if I got a picture of me and him together. It doesn't look like I do here in this bunch. But I was stupefied. I was blown away. I told him, I said, Eric, I never stopped looking for you.
Wow.
And he kind of looked at me like this, like, really? I said, Eric, did you know I was looking for you? He said, no. I said, Eric, I was looking for you. And I said, we never stopped. We never stopped looking for you, and we found you. And he just didn't even know how to process that because he literally thought once he was gone, nobody had thought about him since. Well, I got him now. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to build that brother a house. And I'm going to build that brother a house, and I'm going to get that brother a job. He hasn't been to school since his uncle or some cousin or something came and got him. And he needs a lot. He's got a lot of catching up to do, but he's going to get there. He truly is. Oh my God! I'm going to start.
It's good.
It's awesome.
I'm going to stop right this second. Let me see here. I got a picture of. Let me see what I have here with that. This is pretty crazy. On the way out there to the school that day, this is the morning. Our crew before we left. Do you see this Indian brother over here on the left? All the way on the left. That brother, I've been working with him for 31 years in India. And it's the first time he ever left the nation. And
Wow.
I'm going to tell you, I do not count the kids that he rescues.
Wow.
Okay? I'm going to tell you this true story. When I say we've rescued 12,000 kids, you need to understand, I completely fund this guy. And he has rescued over 31,000 kids. He has raised over 31,000 kids.
What?
Yeah. So you guys think I'm a stud. This guy here is a stud. And we're the only ones. And I don't know why we have never counted that. Wow. I don't have any idea why. But I was like, we've never counted that.
Wow.
I've never counted your kids.
I love that y'all were together on this trip.
And I've been to India more than 40 times, and I still have never counted that. That's never been on my radar to count it. So the 12,000 kids are the kids that we have rescued through Troy Brewer Ministries, which was founded 10 years ago. So that's just been in the past 10 years through Troy Brewer Ministries.
Yes.
But that's not, it's actually a whole lot more than that.
Wow.
But anyway, I want to show you, hang on a second. Let me find this picture here. Get off of this. Wow. Find this picture. Okay. So we're on the way out there. We passed this school and we just said, stop at this school mm-hmm. and let's just feed all these kids at this school.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we're out there. We're feeding all these kids at this school and we're throwing out candy. And we went and visited all the teachers.
So
and
fun.
And we just said, what can we do to be a blessing? Look at that. That is a fun picture.
So cool.
And hey, there's Patrick.
Patrick.
There's Patrick. And dude, check this out. The kids on the other, so this is Miriam. And that's the Ugandan girl that the Americans would not let back in. Mm-hmm. And that's her big old galoot of a husband, Dennis, who is wearing a Troy Brewer Ministry shirt. Praise God. But dude, check this out. Once we got them on the other side of the fence,
wow.
I want you to look at them stretching their hands through the fence. Okay.
So sweet.
How can we not feed these kids?
Yeah.
Because now we know about this school. And this is not even one of our schools. Yeah. This is a school that we are actually going to be making sure now that they can feed these kids every single day.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that was on the way to our school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So, guys, we got a lot of work to do. And, you know, I just said yes to nearly $1 million in projects in Uganda. This the day after tomorrow, a bunch of us, not me, but a bunch of us are going to be going down to Belize. We're going to be saying yes to more projects. We're going to meet more and more and more pregnant girls. Mm-hmm. We birth about 150 babies a year down there at our pregnancy center. We need to more than double that. And we can do that. There's a lot to do. So pray for your brother. Support our ministry.
Yes.
Pray not just that millions of dollars come to us, but pray that hundreds of millions of dollars come to us.
Amen.
All right. I think I'm about done.
All right. Well, friends, don't forget that tonight we have our service. It's going to be a special Next Gen service. And then we have our family back to school bash after the service, which is going to be an awesome time of community and outreach. So if there's any way that you can get here, guys, please get here because you're not going to want to miss it. What a great way to kick off the school year. And it's going to be good. And then, of course, you're going to be back on Sunday, Pastor, preaching.
Yeah, I'll be back on Sunday.
I'm excited.
I've got so many sermons. I have no idea
what
I'm preaching.
I know.
I've got 200 billion sermons to preach, and I don't know. So
yeah, it's going to be good.
I'm going to pray about it. I've got to go to Oklahoma Thursday night or Friday morning, and I got to go to Redemption Ranch. By the way, I got a new kangaroo.
What?
Yeah, he's around my cabin. He just lives around my cabin.
Oh, my.
I got a new kangaroo. His brother's name is Jack.
And I got to go meet amazing.
Jack. And he and I have to be friends. I'm going to go out there and make sure we are friends. Because if I take Leanna out there and if that kangaroo attacks her, she won't ever come back. So I got to go make sure to this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, friends, don't miss tonight's service right here at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, we're just raining it in. Sunday, Pastor Troy is going to be back in the saddle preaching here at Opener Church. And then next week, we've got awesome pulses coming up next week as well. We got special guests that's going to be in the studio. So next week is going to be amazing, guys. We're just getting started. Pastor Troy is back, and we're not going to let him leave for a long time. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Pastor, what do we say when we wrap this every time?
We call you the head.
Remember?
Above.
All right, listen. And he's on Uganda time. He's going to sleep. We call you the head and not the tail.
Above and not beneath and highly favored of the Lord.
Bye, friends.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.